to build a team with procrastinators. Problem. Tori, I am frustrated with my team dynamic. We are great people, but with the busyness of life and other responsibilities, our team struggles every week to create content. Do you have any suggestions? Please help. If you want to create a sense of urgency within your team or encourage others to complete tasks in an orderly fashion, then today's mentoring session is for you. Please make sure you stay tuned until the end because I am going to share a step-by-step outline that is very easy to implement, and I am so excited to share it with you. Hello and welcome. I am Tori, a media ministry consultant and the blueprint specialist. I help churches and faith-driven organizations improve their communication and build their ministry teams. Before we jump into this session, please make sure you are subscribed to this channel and click the bell so you are notified each time a new video is released, which for Talking on Purpose with Tori is every Friday. We would love it if you would give us a thumbs up at any point during our time here. Today, I share three things that will greatly change the way you approach scheduling your social media content with procrastinators. We are going to talk about the scheduling, conducting meetings, and balancing the creative workflow. We are jumping over the hurdles of procrastination by focusing on the main objective, spreading the gospel. We may not think we are procrastinators, especially when it seems to all come together at the last moment. So to frame this discussion, let me state the obvious. I believe God can instantly bless our circumstances. I'll say it again. I believe God can instantly bless our circumstances. So with that truth, and if it is according to His will to move on our behalf, it does not mean that we are to sit idly by waiting or not making our God our priority. God makes us relational, and working with our brothers and sisters is how we show love. Amazing tip number one is to redefine the working relationship. Be honest. Having a candid conversation about the urgency of planning content, completing tasks, and communicating scheduling conflicts helps your team appreciate one another. We value those who are kingdom building alongside us, and to have that candid conversation about time management is extremely helpful and beneficial, especially at the onset. You can have it at any time, and you may need a reminder because that time management is a discipline we can all practice. Let's jump into what the definition of procrastination is. So to procrastinate means to fall behind, hinder, delay, or be late. During your candid conversation where you're opening up and being honest in a safe environment, you can ask the team members, what is the heavy lift? What is it that they tend to avoid or put off until the last minute? And as the leader within your team, you have the ability to encourage, energize, and get people moving into action. Once you identify what those problem areas are, you can equally divide up the work so that people will be less likely to procrastinate and put it off until the last moment. Amazing tip number two is balancing the creative workflow. Now that you've had that open and honest conversation, that candid conversation, the productive work begins with discussing projects and getting to know each other by your strengths and weaknesses, because that significantly enhances the energy your team puts into the projects, plugging in the right people to the right ministries. That brings me to amazing tip number 3. We're going to conduct meetings by answering this simple question. This will greatly improve the urgency of your team's ability to create and schedule content for social media. Are you ready for it? Are you ready? How much time will it take? The organizations I work with, this is one of the systems I help implement, which is the 20-20-20 flow. That is 1 hour. So let me break that down. In batching social media content, this 20-20-20 flow is the game changer. 20 minutes of preparation, 20 minutes of graphic creation, and 20 minutes of scheduling and additional details. Okay, let's dive in. The first 20, we're preparing by gathering the information. What is the sermon topic or theme for the week? Who is the pulpit presenter or the speaker? Next 20, graphic creation. Using the information you've gathered, team members can create meaningful posts, motivating the congregants to dive deeper, engage online, and be a positive influence in their home and their work environments. The third 20 is scheduling. No matter which platform your organization uses, whether it's Facebook Creator Studio, Meta Business Suite, Later.com, Hootsuite, Buffer, uploading your graphics and scheduling your social media posts to appear at a specific time and date completes your cycle of the workflow. How can you put 20-20-20 flow into practice at your next meeting with the procrastinators? So the 20 minutes of prep. The speaker this week is focusing on Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord, not for men. Interesting facts. The speaker came from a large family, and they were the oldest or the eldest of 5 children. The speaker worked in corporate America before quitting their job and serving in ministry full time, which upset and disrupted his family. However, the speaker enthusiastically testifies that going into ministry full time as being one of the greatest trials of their life and the best decision they have ever made. So your next set of 20 is the graphic content. You're going to have the scripture post, Colossians 3:23, the sermon title if you have it. Make it personal and engaging by asking questions. How does Colossians 3:23 make you pause and reflect on what your Heavenly Father sees you doing? Is there something you should stop doing because it adversely affects your faith walk? So the additional details and facts about Colossians, you could obviously state that it is believed that it is written by Paul. It is a letter to the Colossians, and it was written to the church in Colossae. Colossae is also in the same region as the 7 churches in the book of Revelation. Could ask the question as a brain teaser, why did Paul write this letter? It's an easy answer. We believe that he wrote it while he was in prison because he heard a report about false teaching in the city of Colossae. The last component of the scripture would be the focus of this week is holy living. So chapter 3 of Colossians is about taking off the old self and the instructions for Christian community and family relationships. By working through this 20-20-20 component, there is 1 hour dedicated to being able to create the content. Focus your attention on making sure it is scheduled, it is prepared, and everyone knows exactly what they're doing. So with your team of procrastinators, it may be the person loves to gather the information, but they don't have the patience to go to Canva and create the graphic. Or maybe they have the patience to create the graphic, but they don't want to gather the information. So in that step 1 component, you are going to identify who is best suited for which particular job. Does that mean that it's going to always work out 100%, yay, 75 and sunny? No. But the overall point is to get people plugged in to the area that they feel most strengthened by, that energizes them, because they will love doing it over and over and over again. If you give people what they love to do and it speaks to their spiritual gifting, the procrastination tends to, I'm not going to say it's going to completely go away because we are human. However, you will notice a drastic difference. Thank you for joining me for How to Build a Team with Procrastinators. And this really did speak to the workflow of creating social media content. I know that if you implement the 2020 workflow and use some of the strategies that I've just talked about, you will notice a drastic change. I can't wait to see what your church or faith-driven organization produces. We are all kingdom building while we are here on earth, and we want to bring glory to our God. I pray that your team will work enthusiastically for the Lord within their spiritual giftings, within the right ministry where they are plugged in and energized and zealous and ready to go. And I hope that these meetings that you have, the content that you create, and all of the discussions, that you're going to see a thriving, flourishing community building relationships for the glory of God. And as you do that within your small team, your small group, it's going to radiate and create a ripple effect throughout your whole congregation, your church, your neighborhood, and even your workplace. Please don't forget to subscribe. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget to visit www.torislaughter.com. And while you're there, sign up for the Blueprint Initiative 1.0. It is now at the lowest price it has ever been, and I am sure that it will help your team build on the foundation of God. I look forward to seeing you all next week.